here's a story from The World.
I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It is good to have you with us. We begin today with vaccines. Across the Americas, progress is very uneven. The U.S. accounts for around three-quarters of all vaccinations in the region. Among the final countries to receive vaccine shipments was Honduras. The World's Jorge Valencia starts us off with that story.
The arrival of the very first vaccines to Honduras, much like everywhere else, was a moment for celebration.
Ya está llegando a la pista del Internacional Aeropuerto Toncontin.
On February 25th, news channels broadcast the landing of a Honduran Air Force plane touching down in the capital of Tegucigalpa.
5,000 dosis de la vacuna contra COVID-19. Mucha atención.
A news anchor describes the shipment of 5,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine. This was a gift from the government of Israel.
Mire, aplausos, hay aplausos.
Officials applauded as they began taking coolers out of the plane.
Pues la verdad, era sensación agridulce.
It was a bittersweet feeling, says Dr. Luis Romero Reyes, who 2 days later became one of the first people in Honduras to get the shot. He's a pediatrician specializing in infectious diseases in the country's largest city, San Pedro Sula.
Porque lamentablemente solo era una migaja.
Romero Reyes says it was bittersweet because the shipment was so small and it was a donation from another country. Honduras has a population of 9.4 million, and Romero Reyes says he's not sure when the rest of his colleagues in the medical field will also get a shot.
¿Cómo asegurarle ella a los hondureños? ¿Cuándo asegurar que va a tener vacunada el 80-85% de la vacuna?
In fact, Romero Reyes says he wonders when the government will be able to vaccinate enough people to achieve herd immunity. Even as an infectious diseases doctor, he says he doesn't know what the country's plan is. In Honduras and in many low-income countries across the planet, the vaccination process is riddled with uncertainty. Dr. Ida Berenice Molina heads Honduras' national vaccine program.
Estoy a cargo de este programa hace 28 años junto a un
Molina has been in charge of the program for 28 years.
Y nunca había visto tantos interlocutores expertos en el tema de la vacuna.
And I have never seen as many vaccine experts as I see today, she says. She adds that there are two big challenges healthcare officials are facing. One is getting the vaccines, the other is informing the public about the process.
En varias fases, en tres fases, a lo largo de todo el año 2020.
Molina says the vaccines will be given in three phases, much like what we've seen elsewhere. Frontline workers, then the elderly, people with health issues, and so on.
La meta que tiene el país es vacunar al 81.5% de la población elegible.
The goal, she says, is to vaccinate 81.5% of the eligible population by the end of this year. That's roughly 4.7 million people. And she says the Honduran government expects to receive enough doses to meet that goal. That's including donations from the World Health Organization, plus purchases directly from private labs. But the only shipments that are scheduled are from the WHO's COVAX program. Those 424,000 doses should arrive by May.
Nosotros, como técnicos, quisiéramos que la vacuna nos llegara.
We wish we had everything on hand to schedule all the shots right away, Molina says. Honduran health officials have been criticized for not moving more swiftly to buy vaccines. But either way, they're facing massive competition to get in line with manufacturers. According to Deutsche Bank, the United States, the European Union, Australia, Japan, basically the world's richest countries are all clogging up the queue, ordering more doses than they need.
Is this the right thing to do?
You know, common sense would tell us no, it's not the right thing to do.
Jim Thomas is a public health ethicist at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And like a good scientist and philosopher, he says there's no easy answer. He says it makes sense for the rich countries to get their house in order first. The U.S., for instance, has one of the world's highest number of cases, meaning it's more likely to produce variants of the coronavirus.
So in one sense, we are more of a threat to Honduras than Honduras is to us.
But some countries have ordered five times as many doses as they need. And, well,
ethically, it is wrong for them to so over-order and to tie up the system for other countries.
Plus, Thomas says, in order for vaccines to be effective, a large portion of the global population has to get them. So as long as Honduras and other countries in the back of the line continue to be unvaccinated, it will be an issue for everyone else. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.